William Morrow and Harper Audio present Rebel, Women Who Dare by Beverly Jenkins. Performed by Kim Staunton. Chapter 1. April, 1867. 28-year-old Valinda Lacey greeted her 15 students with a smile as they filed into her classroom. Due to New Orleans' post-war chaos, she was teaching out of an old barn a few miles from the docks and warehouses on the Mississippi River. Offering smiles and words of greeting in return, some of the students took seats on the rough-hewn bench at the back of the room, while the rest made themselves comfortable on the clean, swept dirt floor. Her pupils varied in both age and gender, but had one thing in common. They were former slaves, freed by the South's surrender. Now they wanted to learn to read and write in hopes of bettering their futures. "Did you get a chance to practice writing your names?" Val asked from behind the small listing table that served as her desk at the front of the room. Many nodded affirmatively. Since the school opened a month ago, most had learned to recognize and pronounce the letters of the alphabet and write their names. She was now guiding them in the basics of reading simple, one-syllable words like cat, hand, and fish.